17 skills they say every man, but I think in this case, every person should have.
Okay.
All right. Their opinion. Now, at first glance, Kelly, what's a skill you think everyone should have?
You should be able to read.
Good skill.
Yeah.
Very, very positive for the people who can do it.
Yep.
Honestly, I can't imagine how difficult it is not to do that. Hot Wings, you got one?
You should be able to change a tire.
Okay. Mate, you made a face. You don't think you can do one?
It'd take me a very long time. I'd probably just call somebody who could get it done a lot faster.
You could, though.
I could.
I don't doubt for a second that you could do it, but I see what you're saying.
But like, I'd also probably damage something in the process. I don't know.
See what comes to mind.
Cook a meal.
Mm-mm. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Seems pretty basic. Mate, did you have any skills you want to add?
Read a room.
Read a room.
A lot of people
can't do that.
Boy, do not have that skill.
That's definitely true.
Can't read a room, just be quiet.
Yes. Please.
Pretty easy.
Too many of you need to shut the hell up.
Yeah. When in doubt, be quiet.
A novel idea.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't everyone fail at that sometimes?
Definitely.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Definitely.
But some more than others.
Some live in failure.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right, here's what they suggest.
Okay.
First skill, lock picking.
I knew how to do that.
Man. They say it takes 5 minutes to an hour if you set out to try. And they have everything. If you buy one of those cheap lock picking kits.
Yeah.
Off of Amazon or wherever you want to get it. They say it takes less than an hour typically for the average person to learn to be not an expert lock picker, but good enough that you can pick a lock easily.
I remember our old intern, Kayla.
Yeah.
She was amazing at it.
Yeah, we were locked out of a filing cabinet in the office. Then we never had the key for it.
Yeah, and she was like, no problem. Pulled out a lock picking. Did she have that?
I think she had it honored.
Did we order it or something?
I thought she brought it the next day. She's like, I'll get it tomorrow.
Day. Yeah,
and she just goes in there and she's got two little tools and she goes, doo, 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 and you can see her kind of crunching the numbers in her brain. Yeah. That's that. Deet, 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 deet.
Yeah,
and then
she's just looking for those little detents on the inside.
And it just popped open.
Now, that said, that's the one time that it was pretty handy. Can you think of another time when it would have been? Well, I mean, for you, do you have a lot of other times you wish you could have picked a lock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there have been times,
locked
definitely.
Locked myself out of my house a time or two.
Yeah. You know what happened to me if I locked myself out of my house?
What?
Inside the house would be more of my lock picking.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I think it's a little tougher than it used to be. Locks weren't that good 20, 30, 40 years ago. I was a kid, I remember when it was a big deal because it was like they had invented deadbolts.
Back in my day, locks were better.
No,
you
for
remember
real,
deadbolts being invented?
I remember
old are you?
I remember when we got them on our house, my parents were like, oh yeah, because I was like, well, what's that? What are you doing to the door? And they're like, oh, these are called deadbolts, and it's going to make it so nobody can break into the house. And I go, have people been breaking into the house? Because we just had regular handle locks.
The core concept of a sliding bolt lock dates back to ancient Egypt over 4,000 years ago.
How old are you? It seems we were doing the same thing, because as you started reading that, it popped up on my screen.
Well, maybe they weren't regularly used in my area.
Even if you want to go more micro, the patent for the interlocking vertical deadbolt, the Jimmy-proof lock was filed and accepted in 1916. So Hot Wings remembers that.
Yeah, they were only used in the military, though, in the global grain reserve. In my neighborhood,
deadbolt locks
it was pretty new.
Somebody asked this question. When did deadbolts become common? Deadbolt locks have been around since before the 1900s.
Again, not in my town.
Yeah.
Probably in Massachusetts or somewhere.
You'll never forget the day the deadbolt comes to town where you live.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing to keep people out? Hope.
You know how there were those towns where dancing was outlawed?
Yeah.
Until the 80s or something.
Yeah.
You lived in a no deadbolt town.
Yeah. They had a strict policy for zoning that you could only have one hole in a door and not two. So you had to have a doorknob lock because you couldn't drill another hole for the deadbolt.
I remember when deadbolts were invented. You said that.
I did.
Yeah. Number two, a skill everyone should have, how to ollie on a skateboard. Steve, what is an ollie?
Oh,
that's where you basically have both feet on the board and you hop.
Why do I need that?
So you get the board, the board comes up with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I already disagree with this list wholeheartedly in You should know how to ollie a skateboard.
First of all, I'm going to need to be able to stand on a skateboard without it flying off from underneath me and me falling on my ass immediately.
You could do that. You don't give yourself enough credit. You could stand on a skateboard without falling off of it.
I don't know.
Step off of it, though. That's the hardest part. I can find the balance, and I'm like, now I got to step off this thing.
Because it's going to move when you shift your weight.
Yeah, it's easy for it to whip out from underneath you.
How long does it say it would take?
Estimated 3 days to a few weeks to learn to ollie on a skateboard.
This is not necessary. That's a pointless skill.
I don't know what you would possibly use that for.
Looking cool.
But I wouldn't.
But that's the only thing.
You saw me. You don't know me, mate. You see me going through the park, and then I ollie for a second, and then keep going. You're impressed?
I think so.
Yeah.
Considering your age and stature.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, look how old you are and your weird body.
You remember when he said he remembered deadbolts being invented?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. He's old.
Number three, how to tie a necktie.
You should know how to
Estimated
that,
amount of time, 10 to 15 minutes, if that long. Full Windsor or double Windsor? What's the difference?
I don't know.
I think a double Windsor, you wrap it around twice. The knot is extra big.
I've been tying ties for a long time, but I can never get it to be perfectly straight across the top of the knot. Mine's always a little crooked. I don't know how people do that. They're like wizards.
Yeah, I mean, I wear a tie like three times a year, so...
Yeah, I used to tie a tie properly, and somewhere along the line, because you know if you tie it properly and you pull out the skinny part, the whole knot is just supposed to fall out.
Yeah.
At some point, I started doing something different, and mine doesn't do that. You take the skinny part out, and I have a knot there still. I have to like manually undo it. I go, I don't know how I did that, but it works. I've never had anybody say, hey, stupid, your tie looks dumb.
Yeah, I don't think people care that much, do they?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Number four, how to properly taste bourbon. What? Why is that
what
a skill
are these
anyone
skills
needs?
For?
Estimate of 10 minutes.
Okay, so this is to be like a real man. You
Says
need to ollie a skateboard and sip bourbon.
Act like you've been there before, so you take the sip of bourbon.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to typically, you know, a nice bourbon you wouldn't usually do as a shot.
You know what they like when you go to a really nice bourbon bar? When you order it mixed with Diet Coke, they love that.
No.
We were
see, that goes back to the first one, Read the Room.
We were at a bourbon bar in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We were doing a Carolina football game. And this is like a nice bourbon bar. Like people are coming in and ordering flights and, you know, and then they're like, what do you want?
I'm
like,
Junior walks in.
Can I get a, I don't know if, what it was, Woodford Reserve? With Diet Coke mixed.
Oh, no.
And I actually saw the waiter do this. Okay. And kind of make that wry smile like, I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, if you're going to mix with Diet Coke, you just go like a straight up Crown or maybe Jack.
They didn't have it. All they had were the fancies.
Yeah.
You have to order them separately then.
And then just dump them together.
Kind of like hold it down in your lap and mix them together.
Woodford makes a fine old fashioned though.
Another skill they say you should have. Steve, you already have this one. Juggling three balls. Steve's a juggler, can do it.
Easy enough.
Estimated 1 to 3 hours.
Yeah, that's about what it took. I started with scarves.
Oh, because they dangle longer.
Yeah, they hang in the air longer. So you kind of get the rhythm down.
Okay. Is this a skill where once you have it, you don't lose it? And if so, could you juggle three 20-sided die at the same time on command as Maitland already read my mind and
is
chucking them over to you? One.
Yeah, they're a little bit two. Big,
they're a little meaty.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta back up a bit.
Steve tried to set the world record for juggling, which is running while juggling, but
and did
was
it.
Called for traveling. He took too many steps in between juggles. Here he goes.
Right. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. One, two. For not trying in a long time and with oversized things, that's pretty good.
Been a while.
Yeah. You handled those big balls.
Kelly, Hot Wings, Maitland, do you think any of you could learn that in 1 to 3 hours?
With those large dice? No.
No, that'd be hard.
But with like a tennis ball?
Like a tennis ball?
I like the scarves idea.
I mean, maybe.
Start with scarves. Or maybe like a ping pong ball.
Winter scarves? What are you talking about? No, like, I was like, are you?
Like magician scarves.
Yeah, there's like specific.
You know, like little handkerchiefs.
Yeah, it's like.
No, I don't know.
Specifically, I think they're called juggling scarves. I think the ones that I learned with.
I have never heard this term in my life.
They were like this really, really sheer fabric. So if you toss it in the air, it doesn't just drop. It floats down pretty slowly.
Okay. Yes. That's what the magician pulls out, 10,000 of them.
Yes. Yes. Were you imagining like Lenny Kravitz scarf the size of a blanket? Like, that's impossible.
Was, like winter scarves?
Like that a 6 foot
so
long strip of wool?
Yeah. Like there's a lot of fabric
that would
there.
Be that,
a,
would be that would impressive. Be
a, that would be a real pain in the ass.
That would be amazing.
Why does he keep saying that? Like it's efficient.
Like, and then Maitland adding, I think scarves would really work. You're like, what are you talking about, you lunatic?
She knows scarves better than anybody. She's a girl.
She's a scarf person.
Yeah, I learned to juggle by using Carhartt coveralls.
Yeah.
Throwing them in the air.
Floor mats of a car. That's
yeah,
what I
they
juggle.
Really hang 10.
All right, number 6 on skills they say everyone should have. How to sew a button. Time to learn, 5 to 10 minutes.
See, that is a useful skill. Juggling is neat, not useful. Ollie on a skateboard, neat, not useful. Sewing a button is, that's a good skill to have.
I'm sure that there's a specific technique, like you go diagonal and then up and down. Yeah. You just keep going through. Go through enough times, that button's not coming off.
It's not hard to do it to make it look okay.
What do you do with the thread once you keep going through? Do you tie it off?
Tie it on the back and then...
Seems pretty straightforward. Cut off the excess.
Text from Buffalo. For a legit college course, I had to learn to juggle by the end of the semester to pass the class. That was the only requirement. What the hell kind of class is that?
Awesome.
I mean, I assume it was a circus class.
This text. I learned, master locks are the dirty skanks of the padlock world. They'll open for anyone. What?
Whoa. Check out the lockpicking lawyer on YouTube. Those videos get me every time. It's just a guy. People send him locks that are supposedly like, oh, this one is unpickable. Mm. And typically he picks them within about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. That's wild when they do that. Number 7, learn basic guitar chords. That is, they say they estimate it takes between 6 hours and 3 months. I was thinking 6 hours, but it turns out 3 months. And that was enough to make me go, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah,
I should have been out when the guy selling me the guitar at his roadside stand said, it'll take you a while to get your playing calluses. That should have been enough to make me go, playing that doesn't calluses. Sound fun.
Yeah, I was excited when I got my guitar too. Learned 3 chords and then promptly forgot all of them and never picked it up again.
Tex, was Hot Wings excited to learn juggling when that came to his area when it was invented when he was a kid also? Or was he too busy in the backyard playing with his asbestos and iron?
I was doing that. I didn't have time for juggling.
Do you think you could learn guitar in 6 hours, Nate?
Mm-mm.
3 months?
3 months for sure.
Probably.
Basic chords.
Yeah, you could learn in 6 hours.
That's what they kind of teach you, the understanding of chords, and you're like a first lesson. And so you're playing chords in your first lesson.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video link that says learn 3 chords in 3 minutes. So it's enough to play like old country songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can put them together and transition from one to the other, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of blues songs are basically just 3 chords too. So.
So 3 chords in 3 minutes? So that's having never picked up a guitar before.
That's what it says.
Okay.
All right, number 8 is definitely, first of all, I don't know why number 8 would be a skill you'd need, but it's what I guess I was born being able to do this. And I think all of you can do it. We'll find out together next.
Ooh.
Ooh.